Bob's on the Vine middays.
99.3 The Vine. Oh, it's time to check in with our friend Melissa and deal with dementia. Hey, Melissa.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. We're going to talk about hearing today, yeah. I think.
So Providence Adult Day Health, we really support people with memory loss and concerns on memory. So today we're going to talk about hearing loss and the risk of dementia. And I have some, you know, some interesting facts, maybe not so fun, but some interesting facts around hearing related with kind of cognitive decline. So people who develop hearing problems during their midlife, around 40, 65, have an increased risk of developing a dementia. It sometimes can be the early signs of this. And as we age, we do lose our hearing, so it can be harder to detect, but it's important to get hearing tests. So, you know, getting your annual hearing test, making sure that potentially you need hearing aids, using your hearing aids that you've been given are really important to help mitigate and also support your cognitive health, because it is shown through research that hearing loss can put you at the higher risk. So there's two types of hearing loss. It's peripheral hearing loss, which reduces the ability of hearing that detects sound. And this is an increase for people to develop dementia. There's that umbrella we've talked about. So it's any sort of dementia that is under that umbrella. But central hearing loss involves problems with processing sounds in the brain that are not able to be corrected with hearing aids. So there are some so severe that you're not able to correct it with hearing aids.
It has
aids.
Nothing to do with your ears.
No, it has really the processing. So this processing can show early signs of Alzheimer's disease, and this really can affect our memory and thinking over time, which again is not reversible. And that's something that is part of the disease process of Alzheimer's disease. So
there's nothing we can do about it.
No, I wouldn't say there's nothing you could do.
Thank
again.
You. There, have something. Come on,
again,
Melissa, bring the light.
Early detection. You know, if you're starting to feel that you're hearing loss, or you've been around in a career, or you have loud music. I don't know. I mean, this might be the place for loud music. I'm not sure.
No, here we keep it down. But 40 years on a stage.
Yeah, can really. Or if you're out in the field. Around, you know,
loud machinery.
Machines. Yeah,
sure.
My dad was a forester and is a forester, and he's around chainsaws. So different kinds of career path, whether you listen to your music too loud in your car, you know, different kinds of things can increase your risk of dementia. But I do want to put a caveat that it is a risk factor. It does not mean if you have hearing loss that it will, you know, end up having dementia.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. Well, what happens is your brain is overworking. You're trying to process information. You're not getting everything in it. It's just kind of like, I like to look at it like a muscle. If you overwork your muscle too much, you're not able to, you know, maintain the strength, and over time it weakens. And you sometimes, because of injury, can't get it back. So I think of it like that, right? We're injuring our brain when we're putting too much sound into it at once. And so again, hearing tests, using your hearing aids, being able to communicate when things aren't, you know, functioning as we once were. So if you're having memory issues, it might be because of hearing loss, and it could be corrected. They do say the earlier detection that you have and the more you use hearing aids can put you at a normal level. So back to a normal hearing level. So if you're starting to experience hearing loss and you get that corrected early enough, then there's hope. There's hope.
Okay. So there's hope. That's
there
all
is
we
hope.
Want to know.
Yeah.
Hope.
So again, reducing your risk, lower the volume, getting
always.
Your hearing checked, using your hearing aids, talking to someone when something's happening. We have memory screenings. Can also kind of assess, well, maybe you should do a hearing test, or maybe this is what's going on. Maybe you have the wrong hearing aid. You know, we're not able to, we'll just refer you out. We can't be like.
Hearing aids aren't what they used to be.
I'm not a specialist, nor am I an expert on that one.
I spent some time in the booth.
There you go.
Because I've got 60% loss in one side,
okay.
And 40 in the other. And that's from being on a deck,
right,
standing next to really loud speakers for 40 years. But now you go, when you go get your hearing test, they can literally put a graph up and find the frequency
mm-hmm.
that's missing,
right,
and then they make that hearing aid just put that frequency back.
Yeah.
Not all of
yeah.
them. It's not like a speaker.
Yeah.
It's like an EQ, and they can EQ the sounds in your... So it's yep. nothing like old hearing aids. It's not an amplifier.
Technology is crazy. Yeah, technology, advancements, crazy. And, you know, sometimes people that have dementia and they have hearing aids can be overstimulating, so they don't want to wear them. They take them out, but it's so important to continually, with that habit, be able to support someone, either yourself or those that you care for, those that are around you, to wear their hearing aids, because there's science around it that shows the importance of our hearing related to our cognitive health. Again, heart, we always, like, every organ in our body relates to each other, even though they're, you know, from our toe to our nose, they're all connected.
They certainly are.
Yeah. So if you guys are interested in talking to a medical professional, we also have a community health fair going on at the Meadows. We're partnering with them, and you guys will be there, I think, right?
I hope so.
You are. I mean, you're on the flyer, so
okay. Yeah,
I think you there. Are. So it's on June 5th from 10 to 2, and we have a special presentation also with elder and fraud prevention starting at 1 p.m. But again, my name's Melissa from Providence Adult Day Health. If you have any questions, you can give me a call, 707-815-6258.
Oh, so much information. So thanks,
much,
Melissa.
Yeah.
Always a pleasure.
Thanks so much for having me.
Anytime.
All right.
99.3 The Vine.